are investigating multiple accusations of sexual assault against several Wellington musicians. One woman who spoke out online about the musician's alleged behaviour says she got dozens of responses from women, men and minors describing similar attacks. Those making the accusations allowed her to share their experiences, provided their identities remained anonymous. But police are now urging the social media storm around the situation to stop. Detective Inspector John van der Heuvel spoke to the media a short time ago.
Yesterday, police commenced an investigation upon becoming aware of social media commentary in regard to allegations of historic sexual assaults occurring in Wellington by subjects who have been named on various social media platforms. Today, we have received a small number of complaints directly, and these are currently under investigation. We know that coming forward to report a sexual assault can be incredibly difficult. However, I want to reassure the Wellington community that we treat these reports extremely seriously and will ensure appropriate support is provided to anyone coming forward. While we understand the concerns of the community in regard to this matter, we ask people to refrain from using social media to name individuals or post any personal details of people suspected of being involved, as this could incorrectly and unfairly target the wrong people and also have a negative impact on the police investigation. Anyone who has information that may assist our ongoing inquiries is asked to contact Wellington Police directly on 105 and make reference to Operation Emerald. We will treat your call with sensitivity and investigate thoroughly.
And that is Detective Inspector John van der Heuvel. And our reporter Harry Locke has been following the story and he joins me now from our Wellington studio. Harry, what can you tell us about how these accusations came to light?
Well, Lisa, it all began 2 days ago, and that was when one woman started posting about the behaviour of these individuals on social media. And basically that triggered a whole number of complaints and accusations about these people to come through to her privately. And she would then ask these individuals who made these accusations whether she could repost them on social media. And so what happened is we had this whole series of posts which basically outlined a whole number of accusations, and there were some really serious accusations of sexual assault in there. I won't go into the details of them, but the person who was posting these says that she was inundated with responses, that she had over 100 of them, and they weren't all from survivors of their experiences. There were also messages of support in there.
And so what are the police doing now?
Well, yesterday, in response to becoming aware of the social media posts, they launched an investigation. And since then, they have received a small number of complaints directly. But when asked at the police media briefing, which we just heard from at 4 o'clock, the Detective Inspector John van den Heuvel wouldn't say how many complaints had been made, nor of their exact nature, though he did say that they were of a sexual nature. But he is expecting more complaints to come through in the coming days. He also wouldn't say how far back these complaints date to. He was also asked if the individuals are known to the police, and he wouldn't comment on that. He says that they are going through their reports to find out if they have been identified or worked with, dealt with by the police in the past. But a dozen investigators are now working on it, and that could be scaled up depending on the number of complaints and the scale of the complaint size. But there were really two messages from the police in that briefing, and one was for survivors to trust the police and to come forward and to bring their story to them, and the second was to take it offline, to stop using social media as the grounds for making accusations against these individuals.
Yeah, and in saying that, what about community action?
Well, a meeting was organised this afternoon with the police, but it was organised by the Wellington City Councillor, Tamitha Paul. In attendance was also Louise Nicholas, a rape survivor and advocate, as well as a number of Wellington-based organisations that provide services for sexual assault survivors. They were the Wellington Rape Crisis, Wellington Help Sexual Abuse Prevention Network and Mosaic. Actually, after the police briefing, Louise Nicholas made a short statement on behalf of the survivors who were in attendance at that meeting also. And she said that their message was also to trust the police, trust that it is safe to go to the police, to make a complaint with them, and for that to be seen through.
Thank you, Harry. That's our reporter in Wellington, Harry Locke. And a reminder, if you're a survivor of sexual assault, you can find help at Rape Crisis Help, or you can call the National Sexual Harm Helpline, Safe to Talk, on 0800 044 334. And I'll give that number again, 0800 044 334.